Now, the Czech Republic's biggest festival of world music, Respekt, is taking place in Prague this weekend. In this week's edition of The Arts, Ian Willoughby learns about the events past and present and the popularity or otherwise of world music in this country.
This is Orchestra Baobab, a band from Senegal whose Pirate's Choice is regarded as one of the greatest albums in the history of the genre that's become known as world music. Orchestra Baobab are on Saturday headlining the second night of the Czech Republic's biggest world music festival, Respekt.
1998 was the first year of the festival. The first years were situated in the area of Prague Castle. It was in the era of President Václav Havel. Later it had to be moved, for example, to Stromovka. And now this is the fourth time the festival will be in Štvanice Island.
Markéta Švecová is from Rachat, the company that promotes the annual festival and also runs individual shows under the Respekt title at Prague venues at other times of the year. Markéta explains where the name comes from.
It's connected with the idea of the festival, which is to contribute to respect to ethnic groups, different races, other cultural, religious backgrounds maybe.
There are many festivals every summer in the Czech Republic. What's different about the Respekt Festival?
The Respekt Festival was the first event that was focused on the phenomenon of world music. And I think it is still quite unique event in the Czech Republic because there are not many of the festivals that would be focused on this kind of music. So I think it's the fact that we bring the foreign music that can be called world music, and it is something a little bit different, which is not very common in the Czech Republic.
Generally speaking, is there a great deal of interest in the Czech Republic in world music?
Well, to be honest, not too much. I think that the Czech audience is oriented most to rock and maybe more mainstream genres. I think also very often our program is called alternative or ethno, which is maybe not the right words, I think, but they might maybe cause some misunderstanding or something like that. Because I think that the music that we bring is really for white public, but the group that we can address is quite small.
Jerzy Podulka runs Pohodlí, one of the Czech Republic's leading distributors of world music. He confirms that there isn't a great deal of interest in the genre in this country.
I started in 1992. Then in 1994 I opened a small shop in Old Town Square, near Old Town Square, and interest never was quite big, let's say.
Why do you think that is?
Oh, it's complicated. I don't know exactly, but I feel the Czech people likes Czech music. This is first, in my opinion. Second, there was no promotion of world music very good in this time. So the apogeum of world music in the world was 90s especially, but in Czech it never became very popular.
You distribute world music, you sell world music. Are there any particular kinds of music that are popular with Czech fans from world music?
I distribute many labels in Czech Republic, and also I can import from big wholesale, so I can offer all what is on the market of world music in the world. Interest here is coming and changing all the time. So in 90s there was some interest in, let's say, gypsy music, then came some interest in klezmer music, then came interest in belly dance music, but I think all these interests are finished and now there is interest only in good music.
What do you think is the value of an event like the Respect Festival?
Respect Festival is very important because I think it's the main festival in Prague, because many important groups are coming here. But interest in this festival is, in my opinion, very small. I can see it on the festival where I can see how many people came to listen to the music, the biggest bands, the biggest groups, you know. If it is question of price of tickets, I don't think so, because price is quite compatible to the situation here. This is 2 days festival, many groups coming. So I think interest of people is not so big. And if Respect is in another, let's say, town, let's say in Warsaw, for example, because I am Polish, so I can compare it. On this festival we come 1,000 people. Here, a few hundred.
Are there any particular groups or performers who you are looking forward to at Respect this weekend?
This weekend I am very happy that I will listen Trio Jourdain, because I know CDs from them and I like it very, very much.
This is Trio Jourdain, three brothers from Palestine who've taken their brand of oud playing all the way to the Carnegie Hall.
My home is in the mountaintop.
Headlining the Respect Festival on Friday night are this group, Anthony Joseph and Spasm Band. Promoter Marketa Shvetsova says they're not to be missed.
Anthony Joseph comes from Trinidad, but he has been living in the UK since 1989. He's the teacher, rapper, he's also a novelist. And his style is often described as slam poetry or spoken word. Their style is also sometimes called the Caribbean voodoo. I think they're definitely worth seeing. They are for the first time in the Czech Republic. I can recommend their performance.
I myself can recommend Saturday's headliners, Orchestra Baobab, who were simply phenomenal when they played at Prague's Lucerna Music Bar 2 years ago.
They started in the 70s and were very popular in the 70s and 80s. They are said to be the symbol of independent Africa. They had been playing for 17 years and they reunited in 2001. And their music is a mixture of Cuban rhythms and Senegalese soul.